This is the American Cheers, Jeers and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at neveriveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 25. Love you, America. I was born in the very heart of Europe, full of rich history, culture, and a 2,000-year-old tradition of feuds, wars, poverty, and human sufferings. As impressive as some of the epochs might have been, they were all built on an authoritarian, dictatorial, tyrannical system. No such thing as democracy, personal freedom, or independence ever really existed. With this kind of historical baggage, Europeans don't comprehend what we call personal freedoms, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When I was able to learn what American soul and American way of life really mean for the first time, I was moved, excited, encouraged, and motivated. I was instantly attracted to the American dream and decided this is where I want to live, work, and spend the rest of my life. From my early childhood, I remember people talking about some other people who made it in life. These were all folks who somehow managed to escape to America, the country of their dreams, the nation of unlimited opportunities, the place of unrestricted potential of personal success. In our vision of the American dream, America was the only place where a poor, helpless nobody had a chance to become a millionaire. A society where anybody could generate his own fortune with hard work, proper self-discipline, and limitless determination. Only in America, we were told, such things are possible, and we believed that deeply. At the end of World War II, we did not have to look far away for the proof. At that time, everything good came from America. The US rescued us from Hitler's tyranny, fed us, helped us politically and economically to survive the terrible after effects of the war. What has been totally forgotten, America also gave us the war-ravaged European countries, especially Germany, the vision and practical help to establish their own democratic political systems. At that time, the US Constitution was considered the ideal form of people-oriented government form. I still remember the enthusiasm of our high school teacher praising everything American. Additionally, everything we admired and were looking for came from America, not just Coca-Cola, Elvis Presley, and blue jeans. All technical, medical, and scientific innovations appeared to be made in the USA. How could I have fallen in love with America a long time before I had the slightest idea how to finish my education, establish my own family, or to pay for the transatlantic fare? When I first came to the US as a tourist in the early 80s, I was absolutely enthusiastic. Still, I was slightly anxious and skeptical. Why? My vision of America started somehow being poisoned by the misinformation of European media, being overly critical, even hostile to America. I instantly discovered that they were not able to understand the American soul, the US Constitution, and the American way of life. There was only one reason. with a tyrannical history and upcoming Marxist worldview in their mind, there was no way to comprehend Americans and their love of freedom, independence and self-determination. And worst of all, how can freedoms be granted by God and not by the government? They didn't get it, and they still don't get it until today. Finally, stepping on the American soil for the first time, how was I surprised? America was exactly the way I have dreamed about. Kind, warm-hearted, friendly, and lovable all around. At that time, I fell in love with America again, this time on the basis of facts and my own experience. Coming to America, this was my childhood dream and a subconscious decision carved in stone decades ago. Nobody was able to convince me otherwise. And decades later, here I am, US citizen and proud American, a believer in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the American way of life. The strongest portion of our political system is also our weakest one. Nothing can be as easily misused for nefarious purposes as freedom, liberty, and individualism. Our constitutional rights are permanently under attack by people who abuse our freedoms and liberties to eliminate them because America is not compatible with totalitarian systems such as Marxism, fascism, or Islamism. Our democracy is very fragile. As Ronald Reagan once stated, it takes only one thoughtless, careless, and negligent generation to lose it all. If we don't defend our freedom and our American way of life, there will be no more America worth defending. You can find more information about this topic in some of my books, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. The link is available at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Please make a bookmark of our podcast and email or a link to some of your friends. Exciting episodes are coming up. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Cheers until the next time. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find out before it's too late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.